This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. 16 Iranian-made Shahed drones were shot down by Ukrainian forces over southern eastern regions early Friday. The head of the Dnipropetrovsk Regional Administration says six others were shot down in his sector. Meanwhile, the governor of Russia's neighboring Kursk region reported a drone had crashed in the city of Kurkachatov, a Soviet-era town built on the banks of a cooling pond for the Kursk nuclear power station, which is still in service and allegedly caused damage to an apartment building. Correspondent Anna Chernikova in Kyiv told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program what she knows about the attack.
The reports are coming from Russian sources and from Russian officials. We don't have any confirmations from any other, either Ukrainian or international sources, at least at this point. According to Russian sources, the drone exploded something like 4 kilometers away from the station. So it was not that particularly direct risk or direct target. But again, we do not have any independent confirmation of that.
That's Anna Chernikova reporting from Kyiv. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday Russia shows no sign of changing direction in its war on Ukraine as he met with ministers from two dozen countries in Indonesia's capital for the Southeast Asia's annual security-focused gathering of nations. Top diplomats from China, the United States, and Russia were among those who traveled to Jakarta for the Association of East Asian Countries, or ASEAN, regional forum. Blinken said Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was there but made no reference to Ukraine.
I didn't hear anything from Foreign Minister Lavrov that suggested any change in direction when it comes to what Russia is doing in Ukraine.
This is VOA News. A leading human rights group in Haiti is warning about an upsurge in killings and kidnappings as the UN Security Council met Friday to discuss the country's worsening violence. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
In a report, the National Human Rights Defense Network condemns what it calls the government's inaction. It notes that from May 1st to July 12th, at least 75 people were killed and another 40 abducted. Among those killed are at least six police officers. Those kidnapped include a female journalist who was later released. Her husband is a former president of Haiti's Provisional Electoral Council. He was abducted in mid-June and is still being held by gang members. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
An Associated Press poll finds pessimism about the state of democracy in the U.S. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Only about 1 in 10 U.S. adults give high ratings to the way democracy is working in the United States or how well it represents the interests of most Americans. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Just 16% say Congress is doing a good job upholding democratic values. On political parties, 47% say Democrats are doing a bad job, and that rises to 56% for Republicans. Two-thirds of Americans say U.S. laws and policies don't well represent what voters want regarding government spending, the economy, gun policies, and abortion. Respondents cited inflation, partisan nastiness, single-party domination of state government, and immigration policies as evidence of the erosion of democracy. Stanley Hobbs, a retired auto worker in Detroit, says he's trying to stay optimistic. It seems like this always happens in the U.S., he says, and we always prevail. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. has set a record for the deadliest 6 months of mass shootings. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
That's the most mass killings in a six-month period since at least 2006, according to a database maintained by the Associated Press and USA Today, in partnership with Northeastern University. Northeastern criminology professor James Allen Fox says when he started running the database about 5 years ago, he never imagined records such as this.
The fact that this 28 and half a year is a staggering statistic.
Psychiatrist Amy Barnhorst says it's hard to say whether there will be as many mass killings in the second half of the year.
There could be fewer killings later in 2023, or this could be part of a trend, but we won't know for some time.
A mass killing is when four or more people are slain, not including the assailant, within a 24-hour period. The previous U.S. six-month record was 27 mass killings in the second half of last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.